Now, last week, she explained that burning your food isn't possibly not the best of diet techniques, and now Diana O'Carroll joins us again with an electrifying question.
Hello. This week, we're going to be skipping a beat with this heart-stopping question.
Hi, I'm Becky from Bishop Stortford, and my question is, as lightning can strike in the same place twice, if you get struck by lightning and it stops your heart, and then they get struck by it again, would it restart your heart?
So if a huge dose of electrical current brings you to a rest, can another strike of lightning get your heart going again?
Hello, my name's Jim Chandler. I'm a consultant anaesthetist. I work in the Princess Elizabeth Hospital in Guernsey. Firstly, the short answer is yes, it is possible that being struck twice by lightning would firstly stop your heart and then restart your heart. The answer is a bit more complicated than that, though. The heart cells maintain a voltage drop across them, which controls the inflow and outflow of ions, and these ions allow the heart to beat. If the heart's struck by lightning, that voltage drop is immediate, and the heart will contract. Unfortunately, if the lightning strikes the heart in the wrong part of its relaxation, the cells will not contract together, but rather chaotically, and the heart will enter a rhythm called fibrillation. This doesn't allow it to pump, and for that reason, the pulse would stop, and the heart would be said to be arrested. Now, if a second strike of lightning or an electric shock occurred at the same point when the heart was fibrillating, it would be possible that the heart cells would all contract together in a more ordered fashion. However, there is a problem. The heart could also be struck by lightning, and instead of going into this fibrillating chaotic rhythm, it could go into no rhythm at all. It could quite simply not beat again. That's called asystole. It doesn't end there, unfortunately. Our poor unfortunate victim also suffers elsewhere. And it's likely that the chest would become relatively stiff and the chest muscles would go into spasm. These muscles take a lot longer to recover than heart muscles. And it would be very unlikely that your victim would be able to breathe again. And for that reason, although the heart may well restart, the victim may well die.
And that was Dr. Jim Chandler there, who was kind enough to interrupt his heart bypass operation to give me that particular answer.
His own personal heart bypass operation, presumably
yeah,
not as the patient.
Himself. No, he was just supervising the patient there. Anyway, if the first strike doesn't stop your heart altogether, it could cause the heart cells to contract chaotically or fibrillate, where the heart can no longer do any blood pumping. Potentially, a second strike of lightning could bring the heart cell contractions even, back into sync or defibrillate them. Unfortunately, it's likely this will also paralyse the muscles that enable breathing. From Turnip Sock and Graham D on our forum, there was a debate on the sheer uncommonness of such an occurrence. But back to an event seen rather more often.
Hello, my name is Vivian. I'm calling from Adelaide in South Australia. And my question is, why is copper the metal, copper in colour, yet when in solution with copper sulphate, it's blue, and copper carbonate, it's coloured, and when you do a flame test, it's actually green?
I always thought the best colour for copper was ginger anyway, but here's something else to daydream about.
Hi, my name is Paula Ulvi. I'm from Johannesburg in South Africa. My question is about dreams. I was wondering why it's so difficult for us to remember our dreams when we wake up in the morning.
So if you know what makes copper compounds so colourful and why we are so quick to forget some of the best dreams, then get in touch by emailing questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or by contributing to our forum of answers at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana. You remember your dreams?
Not the best ones, no. Only the rubbish ones.
Okay. Thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll, for this week's Question of the Week.